moving forward now with this roster in the offseason, we're all expecting a lot of younger players to be playing next year. We're all expecting Vlad Guerrero Jr. to be called up at some point. And, you know, I wonder, you know, what are we expecting from the Blue Jays this offseason? I know people have mentioned, you know, maybe Jay Happ's a guy that you bring back on a new deal. He has talked a lot about, you know, wanting to come back to Toronto and how much he enjoys it. I mean, heck, the guy played, you know, a couple of stints here. So clearly he's a big fan of this organization and this city. But I'm, you know, we haven't really been able to gather too much on how the Blue Jays are going to go into next year. I think, you know, most people are under the idea that these young guys are going to play and it's going to be a growing pain season and they're going to ride the up and downs of these young kids. But do you see a scenario where, considering some of the talent they have, Rory, you know, with guys like Danny Jansen and Vlad Guerrero Jr., like I mentioned, coming up, you're hoping for an Aaron Sanchez, Marcus Stroman bounce back. There's still going to be some talented guys here. I don't want to buy into the fact that maybe they could be in the mix for a wild card. And I only say that because you look at the teams that are in the wild card mix right now. Oakland is a team that, you know, is probably going to be good moving forward with the young pieces they have. Do the Mariners maybe take a step back because they're getting a little bit older? You would like to think Tampa Bay is going to take a step back because, I mean, they have made a lot of trades and they've got a lot of young pieces. But the Angels as well, they've, you know, you got Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, you're going to be in the mix. But I mean, if things go right, and it's a big if, of course, but if the Blue Jays, you know, have all these young guys and they can perform, they might be in the mix for wildcard. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying they might. But what are you expecting this offseason? Are there do you think the Blue Jays should try to compete next year with these young pieces and not just, you know, let a year go by where you're wasting another Marcus Stroman, Aaron Sanchez season? Or do you think you just ride it out with these young guys, see what they can do, and then assess, you know, 2020?
I think you still have enough talent there that you don't want to blow it all up. You know, you don't want to come back next year and you do kind of start to sell off, but you keep like Marcus Stroman and he ends up having a great year, because then you look back at it and think, boy, you know, if we just would have added a couple of pieces, we could have used this to maybe be a surprise team. Like, I don't think anybody, many people at least, were picking Oakland to make the playoffs this year. As long as you have a good base and you just catch fire and everything, like you said, does kind of fall into place, you can go on that run. You just want to give yourself a chance. And we always have this discussion, you know, coming from the hockey side, if you're not challenging for the cup, should you just blow it up and start rebuilding? And I don't think it's that easy. I don't think it's, you know, you're either a championship team or you should be, excuse me, shooting for the top of the draft. You want to give yourself a chance to win just in case things do start to fall and all of a sudden you're in there. You know, you get to that wild card game and it's a one game, anything can happen, and suddenly you win that and you've got a shot here to go to the ALCS or something like that. So there is enough talent. You know, Vlad Guerrero could be a really great player right out of the gate. Who knows what's going to happen there. So if you can just add kind of some peripheral pieces, some complimentary guys to kind of keep you afloat for now, I think when the time comes to blow it up and really take a step back, that's going to be forced upon the Blue Jays. It's just going to happen with the aging out of some other players on this roster. But as long as you have the base that the Blue Jays do, I kind of think, you know, you're not going to be making any big things that's going to make you an instant World Series contender, but you can keep yourself in the running, and I would expect that from the Jays.
Well, I was going to say, you know, it's funny you mentioned the Oakland A's, and you look at this roster that they have, and, you know, even before they made some of the trades to get the bullpen pieces they have, and they've got a guy in Matt Chapman who's, you know, an MVP candidate. He's having an incredible breakout season, but you just look at the other names on the roster, and there's not a ton of household names, and it's incredible the season that they've had, and you look at the Blue Jays roster heading into next season. If you can get Randall Grichuk to not stink in April, if you still have Kendrys Morales and have him not stink in April, Justin Smoak, you're expecting to be back on his team option. He's a guy that can provide you value still. You're going to have Vlad. You're going to have Danny Jansen playing a lot. You're going to have maybe Billy McKinney. Maybe he's not going to put up an 1100 OPS like he's doing right now, but he seems like a guy that, you know, has some talent. There's still a lot of question marks, like I mentioned, but you know, could the Blue Jays be the Oakland A's of 2019? Maybe, just because of the type of players that they have. I mean, there's still a decent amount of talent here, and you supplement that with maybe a strong bullpen led by Ken Giles, and, you know, the bullpen is always an area, of course, that you can just find dudes and you can have success there. So I'm not saying it's a high possibility that the Blue Jays are all of a sudden going to be in the wild card mix next year, but I think from what we've seen this year with some of the young guys that they have, there's some legit talent here. So I think, you know, next season to expect them to win, you know, 60 games or something, it's unlikely. I think they have enough talent to be at least, you know, reasonable and respectable in Major League Baseball, because it's difficult to not do that when you've got, you know, the Vlad Guerreros and players like that of the world. So I think next year is just going to be an interesting season. But Mark, do you, like I mentioned to Rory, is it a season where you just let the kids play, or do you, you know, see what you have at the end of the season and try to assess from there, and maybe you can make some additions to maybe try to be a competitive team again?
I think you need to not blow it up, but I don't think you need, I don't think you can be adding necessarily. You mentioned Jay Happ, and I think that is probably like the highest I would go on a free agent, somebody who's a solid veteran that can, you know, some of his good habits can rub off on some of the young guys that are on the team now. Because, you know, ultimately, I mean, even a team like the Rays, guys, are 10 games above 500 right now. They sold off on Chris Archer and got all these young prospects and are building it back up, and they're already better than the Jays, in my opinion. So that's just another team in the AL East that you have to deal with. So I realistically don't see, I had a better feeling about the team going into this season to get a wild card spot than I do going into next year. Obviously a huge off season coming up, a lot of things can happen. So it's a little premature to say that, but I honestly don't see a scenario where they're in contention next year. But I think it's important to, and maybe this is all the same thing, but I was going to say the two things that need to happen are, you need to figure out what this Troy Tulowitzki situation is like, because if he's coming in saying that he wants to play shortstop and he's oft injured and you want to have the kids get playing time, that needs to be rectified somehow. You need to see how that's going to play out. And second of all, I would also like to see some veterans on the team. So if Tulowitzki comes back and he wants to be that, you know, mentor type, then I'm all for it. You're probably paying that guy anyway. But judging by his comments to the media last weekend, it seems that he wants to be a shortstop and he wants to play. So I think it's important to shelter the young kids with some veterans that are going to, you know, show you how to be professional and come to the field every day and put your best foot forward and just, you know, galvanize the room, or the clubhouse, I should say, for lack of a better term. But yeah, I would roll with the kids and just sprinkle in some veterans here and there.
And I wonder if, you know, you can make a case for the opposite, Rory, where you just continue down the rebuild line and you send out the Marcus Stromans and the Justin Smokes of the world, and you try to, you know, just keep building with the farm system like you were talking about before. Aaron Sanchez is a guy that I'm not sure that it would be a good idea to trade, just because his value is incredibly low right now. He got knocked around again last night, and he's dealt with some injuries. Some of them have been freak injuries, with the suitcase injury that he suffered, of course, that led to that finger being knocked around. But I wonder, you know, if that potentially is an option, that maybe you just keep moving out some of these veteran guys and just keep adding to the farm system. And maybe it is a year where you do just roll with the young kids and just keep looking towards the future. Can you make a case for that?
For sure. Look at the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox, right? These are the teams that the Jays, whatever they do, if they try and, you know, keep themselves in the running over the summer, they're not going to beat those teams next year. But even those teams that can spend like crazy took a step back and were bad for a little while and kind of reloaded. And they came back with superstar young players. And then when they started to emerge, they started to add guys around them again. So, you know, the Jays are never going to be able, they're never going to spend the same way the Yankees or the Red Sox do, but they can reload in a similar way. So I think that's the, I mean, look at those teams and the way they're set up, they're going to be contenders, it looks like, for years to come. And that's the model that I think you can look at. And the reason that you can look at as to why maybe the Jays should consider going that way is far less certainty, of course. And it might take a few more years than it did for either of those teams for the Jays to get back because of the money situation around the team. But there are, those are the two teams that I think you can look at and say, you know, and even if you're the Jays and you do that and you step back and 4 or 5 years from now you come back, maybe that's the next window when Boston or New York starts to take another step back, because for now there's no way in the immediate future that the Jays are going to be able to contend against either one of those teams.